Yeah, first coffee of the day. I've not really bothered with coffee last few days. That's not true. I've not had a coffee today. Yesterday, I think I had coffee. Just checking something. Oh, smells good. It's still pretty good actually because it's very hearty stuff. Mediterranean tomato and olive bread for the win. So I just wanted to do a little bit of a catch up, really. A few things. I posted an epic 38 iPhone application, apps that you should have for social media person over on mmoboxproject.com. I just received the TechCharge MP1800 from Techion, which is incredibly small. I thought it was going to be massive, but it's really, really small. You can wear it on a lanyard. Stupid name for a thing that you wear around your neck, but there you go, lanyard. 16 hours talk time. So it's very useful. You can plug it into your iPhone, and yeah, I'd like to know how many charges you can get off it. I'm guessing a couple, but it's the right size. What's cool about it as well, it's got a little white LED in the top, so you can use it as a little torch. And I think it's going to be incredibly useful as a backup to the backup. I bought it mainly to see if it came with anything else, and it comes with a whole bunch of connectors to connect it to possibly every mobile device that you can get out there in a moment. Well, a fair chunk of them anyway, as far as mobile phones, Blackberries, LG, Motorola, Nokia, Samsung. Very, very cool little device. It's even got micro USB in there as well, with a 1 year warranty. I don't know if this battery is lithium polymer technology like the 3450i, but we'll look into that and find out. Other than that, yesterday Cradlepoint came through, and they're sponsoring the Ammo Box 10 PHS300 Wi-Fi hotspot points, which is just amazing on just a massive scale. It's really good that a company like Cradlepoint can see the value of us doing the boxes. Elsewhere, I've been working on the Uvu theme in terms of changing the way that themes and templates work, in that we can rapidly roll out different versions of it. What else? I've just been basically trying to get my health back on track as well. I've been to the doctors today and managed to finally get some nasal stuff. I was getting quite concerned because I've had it for about 2 months now, and it's just got to the point where every day I wake up with this really cloudy head. And I was getting really concerned. I thought, oh, you know how you do. I think men do it more than women, but I was like, oh, I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with me. And not being able to think straight and getting really heavy-headed, and this sort of compressed head every day was getting annoying by mid-afternoon. And I'm hoping that this stuff works. He basically thinks that there's some kind of pesticide or allergen or something that's out there at the minute that's making my sinuses flare up like this. And so the idea is that I take this nasal spray stuff. It's going to be like two loads of it twice a day. And what's happened, because I've left it so long, it's literally just branched out, and it's all of my sinus areas, you know, ears, everywhere. It's got to everywhere. So it's going to be a good old week or so until this stuff works. I hope this stuff works anyway. I do feel like it's broken it down a little bit. Over the last hour since I've had it, it does actually feel that the stuff that's in it seems to be applying anyway. What else? I've been looking for work as well. I've been looking for jobs. I've got to the point now where it's sort of like, well, what am I going to actually do? Shall I just change career altogether? Shall I just get out of computers? Shall I just do some everyday normal kind of job, you know, that brings the money in? And to be honest with you, you know, I could keep a lot of these sites and stuff that I work on the side and just go down that road. I don't really want to entertain the whole sort of pissing contest of the social media world where, you know, it's blokes with train sets, you know. My train set's bigger than yours. And I just fucking don't need all that shit in my life, to be honest with you. But at the same time, there is a couple of contacts, a couple of people in this sphere that I really like for who they are and what they do and what they stand for. So, you know, it's difficult sometimes. I want to sort of almost... It's difficult to be in social media yet distance yourself, which is sometimes what I want to do, even though I might come across as being very sort of vain and up my own arse and sort of like, I know this and you don't sort of thing, which if I come across as that, I do apologise. It's not the way I mean it at all. I'm just very passionate about what I know about. So I don't know. I've sort of got to the place in my life again now where it's, 2 years down the line since we've had Ella, and that's all really it's about. It's about providing an income for Ella. It's for this sort of lifestyle of things that I know I'm good at. So I don't know. My head's been all over the place for the last couple of months. Mainly because of, contracts finishing, but also at the same time having this head cold and seemingly getting very stressed out for no reason about very boring issues, very, fickle, boring sort of shouldn't be bothered about issues. So yeah, that's how my head is. Hopefully, this stuff is going to work and clear everything up. I need to go exercising again as well, and I definitely need to get my hair cut. My God, looks like I'm growing for the world. Looks like I've entered a contest to provide the filling for bean bags everywhere. Anyway, that's it. All done. Off my chest. Yellow post-it note. Audio booed. Done. Gone. Booyakasha. Can't do that, can I? White guys just cannot pull that off.